Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about two very different forms of marketing and advertising. No matter what your business is or your product or service is, I promise you that today's episode is going to really make you rethink where you show up with your business, how you get in front of the right people, and what you can do to get more exposure, attention, and sales. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. Particularly excited about today's episode because everybody loves talking about marketing. We talk about marketing a lot as entrepreneurs, but we don't really talk about the basics. A lot of people talk about Facebook ads and conversion rates and split testing and all these complicated things, but we very rarely take it back to basics. And that's what we're going to do in today's episode, because we're going to talk about two very, very different forms of marketing. And whether you're running ads or not, you can consider both of these forms of advertising, or rather both of these forms of marketing, not just within the context of advertising, to actually get you more eyeballs, get in front of the right customers and clients for you, and to start getting more sales. And so Facebook ads, we're going to start there. Well, first I'm going to introduce you. Before we actually talk about Facebook ads, I'm going to introduce you to these two very different forms of marketing. So today we are talking specifically about interest based marketing and intent based marketing. It's going to be really hard to keep those two words straight, but we're talking about intent based marketing versus interest based marketing. And we're going to start the conversation with something which is hopefully pretty familiar with you, and then we're going to talk about the other opposite form of marketing. So let's talk about Facebook. You and I, when we go onto Facebook, we scroll hopefully for not too many hours in a day, but we open the Facebook app on our phone, or we open up Facebook.com on our computers. We are simply going on there for no real reason. Maybe we're going on there to see what our friends and family are posting, but for when we log onto Facebook, we don't really have intent. We're not going on there saying, oh yeah, I wonder what a good restaurant in this area is. We're not doing that. Instead, we're just logging on and we don't know what we're going to find. Facebook is going to feed in our newsfeed whatever the heck they want to feed us. And we as consumers, we're going to devour that up. Now, Facebook knows a lot about you and I though. So most of the time, what they aim to do is serve us with things that appeal to our interests. And Facebook is able to do that because it knows our interests. It knows what links we click. It knows what we talk to our friends about. It knows what pages we've liked, what TV shows we watch. It knows all of these interests of ours. And so when companies decide to market or advertise on Facebook, they are targeting us based on our interests. Which basically means if I'm selling, let's say I'm selling a soccer ball, I can go onto Facebook and Facebook knows everybody who likes Manchester United, everybody who likes Chelsea, everybody who likes the English Premier League, everybody whose interests contain soccer things. And so for me, as a company that sells soccer balls, I can easily go to Facebook and say, hey, those people who like soccer, I want to have them see my ads. And so that is interest-based marketing. We are targeting people not based on any firm and immediate intent, but instead we're targeting them based on their interests. Very simple, right? Very simple. So you need to understand this concept of interest-based marketing. Now, on the flip side is intent-based marketing. So intent-based marketing means that advertisers and companies are able to get in front of people based on what their immediate intent is. So conversely, actually, let's stick with the same example. Let's say that I'm selling soccer balls and someone goes to Google. And here's the thing, every single time you and I go to Google, we are going there with an intent. We are seeking an immediate answer to a question that we have. Whether that question is, what's the best pizza place in Miami? or who's the best plumber in Los Angeles, whatever our search is, whatever our query is, we are going to Google with the intent of getting answers. So we are telling Google, hey, this is why I'm here. This is exactly what I'm looking for. Google knows our exact intent in that moment. And as a result of that, if I'm still the same company that sells soccer balls and someone Googles place to buy soccer balls, or where do I buy a soccer ball, or best soccer shops, all these different queries that unveil their intent, I can tell Google that's when I want to show up. Show me to people who have the intent of making a purchase. Now, the reason why I feel so strongly about talking about this topic in today's Strategy Wednesday episode is because I don't think we as entrepreneurs or marketers consider these two very, very different forms of marketing often enough. Because let's face it, Facebook ads, it's the big player in town. It's sexy. It's what people talk about all the time. So we just by default assume, well, if we want to be advertising, we should be on Facebook ads. When in reality, if you want to catch people at the point where they are making a decision, at the point in which they are expressing their intent, then Google Ads, as an example, that's just one intent-based marketing platform. Google Ads can be a great place for us to advertise. And in fact, you might find people through Google Ads who are more immediately ready and willing to buy. And so if you're selling a product or a service, and I think about a lot of different entrepreneurs that I know that have told me, Facebook ads have been difficult for me. People are clicking my ads, but they're not necessarily buying. Think about it this way. People are scrolling through Facebook with no real intent. Nobody is going on Facebook saying, I want to find an awesome scarf to buy today. They're not doing that. But when they go on Google and they search, where do I buy a beautiful soft silk scarf? I don't know how many people Google that a day. You can actually Google it and figure out the search volume on that. When people go onto Google and they search for that, that is their intent. If you show up at that exact moment and you sell that thing that they're looking for, that's going to be a high converting ad for you. So I know how easy it is to get caught up in Facebook ads and in interest-based marketing. It's this giant blanket where we could say, hey, anybody who's interested in scarves or anybody who's interested in these other scarf brands, I want them to know me. It's almost like a vanity metric. I point to that as you as an entrepreneur, you as a marketer just saying, yeah, I want a bunch of people to see me without considering the intent of who is seeing you. It's kind of like throwing a billboard up. A billboard is just targeting people based on mere geography. If you put a billboard on the Massachusetts Turnpike heading into Boston, then who the heck are you really targeting? Do any of those people have intent, or are you just targeting them based on geography? Well, if you've got a mass market product like your Gillette and you sell razors, maybe it makes sense. But for you as a marketer selling a specific product or service for a specific person, consider the fact that you might benefit more, not necessarily from just blanket interest-based targeting, but maybe from more intent-based marketing. Now, one really good example of this, I've been using this for the past probably 4 months in my own businesses, is I've been advertising on Quora ads. Quora is spelled Q-U-O-R-A. So Quora.com is a really cool website. It's a question and answer website where people go on there and they ask questions about everything. They ask questions about how do I start my business? They ask questions about what's the best way to stretch before I play tennis? They ask questions about everything. Literally, I mean, you could go to Quora, whatever questions you've been dying to ask people, people are asking it and answering it on Quora.com. So when people go onto Quora, just like Google, they're going there with intent. And so what I've found is I've been advertising. For example, if people are searching on there saying, how do I find other entrepreneurs to talk to? That's where I know they're looking for other entrepreneurs to talk to. So I've been advertising with intent-based marketing to those people specifically on Quora in that exact moment that they're searching that or asking that or answering that, and advertising the Launch Coalition, which of course is my community of online entrepreneurs learning, collaborating, sharing, and growing together. So it's a really great way to get in front of people at the exact moment that they're expressing their intent. Now, the reason why I tell you all this stuff is because there's no one right answer for your business. And in fact, if you're sitting there thinking, well, Brian, is your message today that I shouldn't be doing interest-based targeting? No, not necessarily, because if you know that someone is interested in tennis, for example, and they're scrolling through their Facebook newsfeed and an incredible tennis course comes up or an incredible tennis instructional video comes up, then yeah, me as someone who's interested in tennis, I will click that. It will catch my attention. It will get me interested in it. Will expose me to your company and to your line of offerings. So that can work. But when you layer that on as well with intent-based marketing, for example, YouTube ads, which falls under the umbrella of Google ads, when someone goes on YouTube and they search for how to get more power on my forehand, you know exactly what they're looking for in that moment. So if you sell tennis rackets or tennis strings that really specialize in power, or you sell tennis courses about how to improve your forehand, or you're a local tennis coach who you know exactly how to get people more forehand in their power, they are telling you right then and there what they're looking for. It's a really powerful way for us as entrepreneurs and marketers to get in front of the right people at the right moment. And I think it's that equation that sometimes we as marketers get wrong. We can get in front of the right people with Facebook ads, but not necessarily at the right moment. And that's, to me, where the biggest difference between interest-based marketing and intent-based marketing lies. I think it's a really, really important distinction. And for you as an entrepreneur, whether you're advertising or not, I'm not telling you go out and spend a ton of money on Facebook ads and Google ads and try all these different things. Just think about your product or service and say, where can I get in front of the right people at the right time? Should I be in places based on their interests, or is there a way for me as a marketer and an entrepreneur and a solutions provider to tap into the exact moment, the exact platform, the exact place, the exact time that they are showing intent? Really, really important concept. It takes it really back to the fundamentals of marketing. We talked about the two forms, interest-based marketing versus intent-based marketing. I want to hear how you're using this to your advantage as an entrepreneur. Don't be shy. Drop me an email. My email address is hello@imetbrian.com. hello@imetbrian.com. I'd love to hear from you. How are you going to get in front of people who have purchase intent? It's some really low-hanging fruit. I know I talk about that concept a lot on this podcast, but that's where you need to be. That's the easy way. It's the less competitive way if you want to get away from Facebook ads because they're too expensive or because you feel like you're just getting, you're getting outspoken by a very loud marketplace on Facebook ads, making some outrageous claims in your industry, and you just want to get back to basics and get in front of people based on their immediate purchase intent. So hopefully this concept really hits home with you today. Hopefully you take some time to reflect on this for your own business. How can I target people based on their interests? Who would I target based on their interests? And how can I also get in front of people based on their intent? That's it for me today. I'm so pumped to see you, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.